Local theaters are ready to reopen this weekend. Both the Victory Theater and Skyview Lanes and Cineplex. And Chris Simpkins is actually joining us live at studio this morning from Skyview Lanes and Cineplex. Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, really good. Thanks for coming in today. So, boy, what a 6 months it has been for your business since COVID came in March.
It really has. And we are super excited to open this weekend.
Now, you were open for a time, but of course, the classic throwback movies just didn't go, and it wasn't just your theater. Lots of theaters tried it and just didn't work, but it sounds like you have some new releases coming out this weekend.
We do. We're going to play a movie, Inception. It's the 10-year anniversary of, that's a Christopher Nolan-directed movie. It's kind of the lead-up to the movie that's coming out next week, which is a new movie. It's called Tenet, and so we're super excited to be doing that. We're a little disappointed. We've waited and waited and waited to show Mulan. And Disney decided to put that on streaming, which was really kind of a slap in the face to all the movie theaters. But that's kind of the way it is. So we're excited to open the movies that we are going to open this weekend and next weekend. The thing that we really need people to know and to understand is we really need to save our small community movie theaters, not just my theater, but the theaters around the country. The movie companies are watching what's going to be happening in the next month, 6 weeks, to decide if they're going to keep sending the new releases to theaters or if they're going to keep putting them on streaming. And so what will happen is then people won't be seeing movies in theaters anymore. They'll just watch them all at home. And I think that's great, and I understand Disney doing that. They're financially strapped, just like the rest of us, because of all their theme parks being closed. We have a lot of the big chains, AMC, the Regal theaters, that have really been hit in this last 6 months because they haven't tried to open at all. So it's important that people show the movie companies that they want to see movies.
And this has been kind of an ongoing development. I mean, even before the virus, you know, the companies were trying to gauge whether or not, you know, certain movies, and you've had, you know, you have movies or you have things like Netflix and people like that making their own movies, which is totally different than how it used to be, the whole business model. But, you know, you had mentioned something that I think still is really applicable. There's still something special about going to the theater to see a big movie that you want to see on the night that it comes out. That's still a thing. And it was still a thing right up until when the virus happened. So why wouldn't it be a thing now?
It definitely is. And I know people are worried about social distancing. These are the things that we've done. We have X amount of seats blocked off. We have every other row blocked off. So our theater will only be operating at half capacity. The other thing that we did is just like the week before COVID hit, we had put in a kiosk. And so all of the ticketing is either done online or you come in and buy your ticket at the kiosk. There's no standing in line, you know, waiting in the hall, that great big long line that stands there. Everybody will have an assigned seat. And then you'll know if the theater's full, you don't come there. And then we say, sorry, we're sold out. So we did that. And we also put in all that new ADA equipment for visual and hearing impaired. And that's a really great addition for people in our community that need that.
Chris Simpkins joining us live in studio for our text and topic today, owner of Skyview Lanes and Cineplex. And as Chris mentioned, opening up again this weekend at Skyview Lanes, as is the Victory Theater in Kemmer. So as far as trying to do our part, I guess, to try and keep our local small town theaters open and operational moving forward, what do you need from the community other than just showing up and you know, buying the tickets and showing the movie companies that people still want to watch movies in the theater? Isn't there some national campaign going on, Save My Theater, something like that?
It's called Save Your Theater. If you go to my website, skyviewlanes.com, you'll see a link there to Save My Theater. And you can email, you can fill it out, send an email to your senator, to your congressman, to help with funding. Of course, there's only so much money to go around. We can't expect the government to fund everything, but they need to understand that these small businesses need to keep functioning.
So, Chris, as people think back maybe a couple of months when restaurants were closed, and then when they were open, there was kind of a big push, maybe internal push to say, hey, go and order something, leave a big tip, you know, try and help these businesses out. If people were wanting to come and help out a local theater and have it be a maximum effect visit in terms of, oh, okay, that's the kind of visitors we need, what would they do?
Well, one thing they can do is, even if they can't come to the movie, they buy a ticket. That's been suggested nationally. Also, when you come, buy your popcorn and buy your drinks. There's a reason that we pay a little bit more in theaters for our concessions. It's because we have to turn around and send so much back to the movie companies that our part of it is so small. I know we're competing with a football game this Friday night, which will be like a little bit tough. But we don't expect this to happen in 1 week. It's not going to happen in 2 weeks. But what we need it to happen is in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Otherwise, you know, we always look forward to those movies in November and December, Christmas time, Thanksgiving. We get snow, our families get here, people want something to do. There won't be any movies out there if we don't support and show them that we really do want to see movies in theaters.
So again, you can go to skyviewlanes.com for details. Also saw saveyourcinema.com is the big website as well to take action and to support this. So again, support your local theaters. Skyview Lanes and Victory Theater opening up this weekend. Chris, thanks so much for stepping in studio today.